Okay. Well, when I put your information in my logbook, if I do a cross check, I'll find your GMRS call sign there and hook it up, and yeah, I'll probably remember you. But I've been on GMRS since 78, except for a couple of 5-year gaps during my time of marriage and stuff like that. But I've been out on a Troy repeater a lot more so than the network side. I've been around, and I'm so old I have to be around to be this old. So again, welcome. And you're already ahead of me because I don't have my general yet. I have other obligations, and the goal is to start studying probably, I was going to say mid-July, but let's just say August 1st, I'll start studying for the general. I don't want it. I don't need it. I don't need, because of my restrictions here, I live in an HOA, senior citizen campus, so I can't be putting antennas up around. Lucky to get away with what I get away with. So that need isn't there. I want to do it for the prestige, and I want to do it for people like the late Professor Don from the GMRS side. He was an extra ham and all that. He was very knowledgeable, and he was very arm-twisting for me to get my ham ticket. And then all the other guys that are on both sides of the frequency band, ham operators that are GMRSers and GMRSers, who became ham operators because of the guys in ham. So there's a great group of guys here on the amateur side that have knowledge from the GMRS side, like us. So it all balances out in a wash, so to speak. So welcome. I'll get you on there. AAT, Tom, MR. Okay, I got it written down.